So guys, welcome back to Queen V vlog. So anyway, I just wanted to give you guys an update of everything that's taking place now. I mean, so much is going on. I'm excited, but let me tell you, the tea was so real this morning with Quincy Jones. I don't even know where to start when it comes to him. I mean, he was delivering it to, if Quincy Jones, everybody makes a tell-it-all story. If Quincy Jones was to write a book, I would be the first one in line buying a book. I probably will buy this book 10 times. That's how amazing the tea that he was delivering was good. So I don't even know where to start. Well, first let me start by saying, follow me on Instagram, queen_v_blog on Instagram. Also, check out my website, Q-U-E-E-N, V as in Victor, E-E-N, blog, blog.com. So make sure you check me out every day. I try to put up as much stories as possible on the website. Instagram is rapid. But the website, I am trying to get better with making sure I upload my stories into full details on the website from my blog on Instagram. But anyway, check me out. So let's just start a little light with the tea. So what I'm going to do for you is gradually move up the tea. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to bring it up. It's levels to this tea with Quincy Jones. I'm first going to say, you know, he did address the whole situation, the little beef with him and T-Pain. In so many words, he just wasn't feeling it. He felt as though T-Pain could have brought more with that whole produce, that album, you know, from back in the day. Not really far back in the day, but you know, not something that's not valid right now. Quincy Jones also says he has 22 girlfriends. Hey Quincy, you better do that, I guess. 22, like, what do you need out of 22 girlfriends? I really don't know. But he said that he said he dated Ivanka Trump. First of all, like, when I read that, this interview, I really started doing my calculations. Like, how old? I don't know. What was that age difference? Like, Quincy Jones is old as I don't know what. But he said he dated her, and apparently she wanted to date him. They were out. Someone pretty much, it was like a, remember, you know that, back in the day when you were like in middle school, high school, you pass notes type of thing. However, it wasn't a note pass, but it was that type of thing. It was a third party that came to Quincy and said, hey, Ivanka is pretty much checking you out. And they went out on a date. He did address that her dad is an ass and that, you know, besides that, he loved her legs. So he was feeling Ivanka, you know. But, you know, moving along with that, he also addressed the Tupac dating his daughter and the fact that, you know, he claimed he never tried to have sex with Tupac. That was never the case. But he pretty much, you know, talked about, like, he kind of made it like, you know, Tupac wasn't like this hardcore thug in so many words. You'll have to read the more details on my webpage, but in so many words, he made it like he wasn't like this hardcore thug that everyone is looking at him. He kind of painted a different picture from what you've seen on the movie, from the things you may have read in the past with Tupac, and, you know, with his daughter. He also said he never tried to screw Tupac. This is what Quincy Jones is saying. He said he never tried to screw him. That was never the case. He took it up to Michael Jackson. He stated that the king of pop is the biggest thief when it comes to music. He said that Michael Jackson pretty much stole all of his music. that's what he does. He just steals music. He also said that Michael Jackson plastic surgeries was not because of a skin condition. Now, Michael Jackson pretty much got these surgeries because he wasn't happy with himself. He said that Michael felt as though he was ugly and his dad felt as though he was ugly, and Michael wanted to correct that. And he said that it was even times when he told Michael he needed to lay. So yes, he said he even asked Michael to lay off of the surgery. But did Michael lay off of it? No. We all see that Michael didn't lay off the surgery. Michael and LaToya Jackson, they are like twins right now. If Michael was still here, you would not be able to tell him.